Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. Melanie Barnum is my guest. Her book is called Real Life Intuition, and her website is melaniebarnum.com. We have a lot of great phone calls coming in. Melanie, you ready for that?
Sure.
All right. Let's go with Mike in Seattle. Mike, do you have a question for Melanie Barnum?
Yes. Hi, Melanie. I'm a security guard in the Seattle area, and I'm in this warehouse right now. I've been at this job site for a few months, and I suspect there's a ghost in here. When I first started here, I was questioning myself. You know, there'd be chairs pulled out from the table, and I'd push the chair in. I'm thinking, well, maybe I just forgot to push the chair in. And I'd walk around in the warehouse, and there'd be a can on the floor, and I'd pick it up, or pieces of wood on the floor, and I'd pick it up, and then an hour or two goes by, and I make my round again. It's like, hey, there's more wood on the floor. And it seems like after a while, I was wondering, you know, there's something weird going on here. Or the dumpster outside, the doors would be open on the side of it, and I would latch it. 10 minutes later, I come back, they're open again, and I'm looking all around the parking lot for somebody, you know. And so I suspect there's something going on here. What do you think?
So, you know, it's interesting to me because as soon as I came back on the line, as soon as we started, right before you called, or right before I heard your voice, I started feeling like there's somebody that wants to talk. And what I mean by that is somebody from the other side that wants to talk to you. Hmm. So it does kind of feel like there's something going on there. Now, I have to preface that, though, by saying I am very much a skeptic. Excuse me. So I am not the first one that's going to say, hey, you have a ghost. You know, I always try and rule it out. But I do feel like there's somebody that's kind of playing with you from the other side. So I would say, you know, hey, what's happening here? Who are you? What do you want from me? What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to get my attention for?
So just ask, communicate with it, and that's not a big deal. You can just
No, and I do feel like there's something going on there.
Cool. Very cool. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your call so much, Mike. Validating. Let's go to Barbara in Bellevue, Florida. Barbara. You all right there, Melanie? That's okay.
Something's so weird. I started coughing. I think it's the talking thing. They want to talk to him.
They do. They want to talk with him. They want to, yep. Oh, wow. No accidents. So, Barbara, thanks. thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. And, Lisa, I've never talked to you before, but I always, always have appreciated your calm energy over the airwaves.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Melanie, I sound very young, but I'm in my 60s, and I just moved from one 55-plus community in Florida to another. These are mobile homes. So there's lot rent involved, and I desperately need on my Social Security income to get my other house sold. And I had three sales agents that strange things would come up, and they just fell by the way. So I would great when it comes to finances. It's harder to hear my normally awesome intuition.
I get it. Yes.
So the first thing I got, and it's interesting, you said there were three different agents, because the first thing I got was three. So what I'm getting about that is either, it could possibly be the three agents, but it could also be that within 3 months, you're going to be fine. But I'm also hearing kind of all things in moderation. So for right now, until your other place actually sells, you know, things are going to be really tight. Things are going to be, you know, definitely more than tightening the belt, kind of. But it feels like it's all going to be okay within about 3 months. Now, I know that that's longer than you want it to be.
Goes by fast, though. That's
yeah, definitely. It will. It'll go by pretty quickly. And, you know, I talked earlier about that patience thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know we don't like it. I know we don't want to hear it, but it feels like you're going to be okay.
It's a virtue. All right.
Yeah.
Well, yep, just be patient, Barbara. And all of us will. Well, thanks for the call. Can I go to Jose in who's trucking in Texas, driving? Hey, Jose, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Lisa and Melanie, I appreciate you.
Sure.
I have a story first, if you want to hear it, about intuition. But my main question was, my daughter passed away, and I just was wondering if she had anything to tell us or her children, or, you know, if anybody of our family members is with her.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it definitely feels like your daughter is around a lot. I get something, I don't know what this means. I'm seeing something about an umbrella. So either it has to do with her with an umbrella, something to do with rain possibly, or she's telling me that she's kind of got an umbrella around you all, protecting you, and definitely around her kids, her own kids.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, they kind of live with us. You know, her dad, her husband, they kind of like already left the house. They came to live with us when my daughter got sick, and now he wants to move on. And he's renting an apartment, and he's taking them with him. But now they want to come back and live with us. They kind of, the daughter stays with us. She don't want to go with him.
Does the umbrella make any sense to you, Jose?
It kind of feels like the umbrella, like I said, it's about protecting you all. So it feels like she's trying to say that you're all going to be under the same roof. You're all going to be under the same protection. So, Jose, I might say to you, be prepared for the kids to be living with you for a while or coming back to you.
We're happy with that.
Yeah.
It feels right.
The thing is,
yeah.
We just hope that we can be around, you know, for them.
Yes.
We're in our 60s.
Yes, of course. Yes. While you are now, this would be a great time to be around for them. Some consistency would be good.
Well, I also get something about like an M name. I know my name is Melanie, but I get something about another M name around them. So I don't know who that is. You had asked who was around. So hold on to that. Unless you tell me specifically, you know who that is, but I'm getting something about an M name. So hold on to that, and if you don't recognize it now, then you will.
Okay, well, yeah, my mom's name started with an M, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, because you asked who else was around, like I said, and I'm definitely getting the M name as well, so.
Right, well, maybe she's with your mom.
Yeah,
which
for sure.
Wonderful. All right,
for
thank
sure.
you.
And I just got goosebumps, so that's validation for you.
Good. Well, then
thank
she's
you.
Taken care of. All right, thank you, Jose. Keep on trucking, okay?
Yeah, drive safe out there.
In many ways.
Thank you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
All right. And let's see here. First time caller, Melvin in South Carolina. Melvin, hi. Do you have a question for Melanie?
Good morning.
Good energy.
My God, this is the first time I got through to be able to talk to the guest.
Okay. Great.
The first question is about new, ma'am?
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah.
The first question is about numerology. Okay, when you see triple numbers on the clock, whenever I see triple numbers on the clock, I always ask God for money. And the second thing is that I live in an assisted living facility here in Holly Hill, South Carolina. It's closing March 1st. We have to move to another facility. The facility that we're moving to, we want to take our power chairs, you know, the electric chair, and the place that we're going to be moving to, because the administrator has to move us to another place. Is it going to be good, clean, safe, serenity?
Yes.
And good food and clean, and the people that are going to be running it, are they going to be good people, friendly people, loving people, and the other residents that are going to be there, are they going to be positive?
That's a great question. What do you see, Melanie?
Well, what I'm getting for you is it's going to be a change for sure. It's going to be different, and I do feel like it's going to be a positive experience. But I also feel like in the beginning, you're going to have a hard time adjusting. So just know that once you get through that initial move and that initial kind of adjustment of, you know, starting somewhere fresh, after you get through that beginning period, you're going to be great. Everything's going to be okay. You're going to do well there.
It feels like your positive attitude and all those intentions that you said of those questions, turn them into intentions. Is it going to be... Are the people going to be loving? Is the food going to be good? Is it going to be a good environment, peaceful and serenity? Just put all of that out there as an intention, and it'll bring it towards you. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's see here. Frank from Oklahoma City. Frank, do you have a question or a comment for Melanie Barnum?
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call, too. And he, the last caller just mentioned something also about clocks. I was in a coma when I was younger. I was 10 years old. I was ran over by a car. Mm. I was in a hospital. They took me out of that hospital after my brain surgery, sent me to Children's Hospital, and I was in a coma there for about a year. I got ran over beginning of third grade, got back to school the end of the fourth grade. I feel like that I'm just out of place here, and I feel like I'm missing a lot of truth. And I believe because I've had a death experience, I don't call it near death, I call it death, where I think I've been to the other side and I know stuff that, you know, are stand out to me, you know, like, you know, book of knowledge, book of life kind of stuff, you know, where everything, the truth comes out. But, I feel like, you know, like here, it's almost like, I don't want to say not wanted, but, you know, like I'm not in the right spot, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I get for you for sure is it's not just about, you know, being on the other side or being here. It's also about the people that you're with and the people that you're trying to have these conversations with. You need to be with people that appreciate what you've been through. Because like you said, you've been somewhere, you've touched somewhere that most people will never have the opportunity for. So you need to be with people that can appreciate what that means and who you are. Because you did have some major experiences, and I don't even think you remember the half of them.
Mm-hmm. And also to say that you feel like you don't belong, I would say that you belong more than ever. And
yeah.
It's just, you've got to find the right tribe. And I think you kind of found a little bit of one here on Coast to Coast. So thanks for listening, for tuning in, and for being a part of our Coast family. Appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see here. We've got time for a few more calls. Beth in San Francisco. Beth, do you have a question for Melanie?
Yeah, I do. I recently sold my house, and I need to relocate, but I'm not sure where. Things have gotten a little out of hand here in the Bay Area.
Yes.
So I'm trying to find possibly another location, Southern California or overseas.
So, okay. So I was going to say, I feel like you're looking at not just staying in California, but it feels like you're looking at, you know, expansion, like going a little further away.
Yeah.
So did you say overseas?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
It does feel like that would be a good adventure for you. I don't know that moving overseas would be a permanent thing for you. There may be a move back, but it does feel like that could be a positive adventure for you.
It's a great experience.
Yeah.
Other countries. It gives you a perspective on the country you live in. And also, you might be destined to have another experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm. Well, thank you for that. And I mean, how does anybody know, Melanie, where they should move? What's a good way of tuning into that yourself?
So you can kind of make your body like a pendulum, you know, make your body like a pendulum and ask, if you have a couple of ideas of where you may want to move, then ask yourself or come up with something that's very positive for you. Doesn't have to be anything about where you're moving. Something that's very positive for you. You know, it could even be like chocolate cake. Okay, I love chocolate cake. So that's a positive thing in my body. Pay attention to kind of which way your body moves when you think about chocolate cake. And then think of something very negative and pay attention to where your body moves for that. And then ask the question, should I move somewhere in Southern California? And feel which way your body's being pulled. If it's being pulled towards the negative or it's being pulled towards the positive. Or should I move, you know, out of the country and do the same thing? And possibly it's a whole different state rather than out of the country. So put that one in there too. Just keep asking the questions and see which way you feel drawn to, whether it's the negative response or the positive response.
I suppose you could use that for almost anything. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yes,
for sure.
I'm pretty sure you do that.
Yeah.
A couple of questions are asking about what if your intuition doesn't work or you're afraid of your intuition?
A lot of people are afraid of their intuition. And, you know, part of the reason we talked about a little bit already is because they don't like the answers that they get, mm-hmm. you know, and that makes a lot of sense. And also, you know, there's a stigma around it. A lot of people are afraid of using their intuition because they feel like it'll be negative, or they feel like it's attached to negative things or negative, even negative entities, negativity in some way. So a lot of people are afraid of it. But usually people are just afraid of it because they haven't really learned how to use it right, or they haven't, you know, appreciated what they can get from using their intuition.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.